Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
So I had differing opinions. Someone texted me and said not everyone knows what a firewall is. And Johnny Cook on Twitter said, we get it with the firewall. Enough already. I don't know. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, Rich Zeoli Show. Please subscribe to all those. I'd appreciate it very, very much if you would. And thank you for watching this right now on YouTube if you are there. Great comments and obviously all making all comments at my expense. So that's fine. That's fair. Totally acceptable. All I ask is that you make those comments in person on Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we'll be live for our next show and 50% off room rates if you want to stay over Friday night. 50% off Friday night, 50% off Saturday night. You don't have to stay both nights, but 50% off each night, and it'll be a great show, 3 to 7 p.m. You don't need a ticket. Just come and see us. Jack's chances in New Jersey and the Republican chances for the judges that we've talked to on this show are looking very, very good. On the national level, Democrats are increasingly losing their ability to cope with the fact that everybody hates them. And everybody does. Everybody hates them. Their own people within their own party hate them. The American people hate them. The American people blame them for the shutdown. And yet they're still going with the shutdown. Meanwhile, the president is out there. Oh, by the way, he ruled out running for a third term. I know. Shocking. Who could have ever imagined that he would come around to say he can't run for a third term? Who could have said, that's right, I did. I told you that. I told you he was just toying with everybody. He was messing with them. He loves to do it, doesn't he? He loves it. It's his game. He doesn't do, I guess, you know, I don't know, when people are bored, like when I'm bored, I watch a movie or something, you know? Like if I'm bored, that's what I'll do, like to ease the boredom. Trump just gets on Truth Social and just says things that he knows is just going to irk the press, or says things that he knows are going to irk the press. Like he loves that. And like catnip, they go crazy. So if he jokes around about running for a third term, they don't turn around and go, oh, he's just kidding. They lose their freaking minds. And he knows that. And that's why he keeps doing it. And he loves it. And if they wanted to course correct, they never will. But they would just ignore the things he says. But they can't. They can't help themselves. And plus, I think it fills airtime for them. And quite frankly, their entire shows are built on nothing but Trump bashing, whether it's The View or it's every show on MSNBC or whatever it is. But here's the president. Let's cue up cut 21. Speaking with the press aboard Air Force One. And this is what he said. Take a listen.
I have my highest poll numbers that I've ever had. And, you know, based on what I read, I guess I'm not allowed to run. So we'll see what happens.
Johnson says you're trolling when you talk about a third term.
Well, I don't think he said that. I don't think he'd use that term. But it's a very interesting thing. I have the best numbers for any president in many years, any president. And I would say that if you read it, it's pretty clear. I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad. I mean, it's too bad. But we have a lot of great people.
Now, those great people that he's talking about are J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio. And if we cut up, if we queue up cut 22 here, the president actually floated J.D. Vance for president in 2028, along with Marco Rubio. And he's done this repeatedly, which is also another tell that he wasn't really going to do this. But let me tell you what this is all about, okay? Even if he wanted to make an effort to try to change the Constitution, you don't have a supermajority in Congress to do it. You don't have a supermajority of the states to do it. You need two-thirds of either Congress or the states, and you're not going to have that happen. But you're also not going to have the political will within the Republican Party. You know why? Because J.D. Vance wants to run for president. Marco Rubio wants to run for president. Ron DeSantis wants to run for president. There's a whole host of other people I haven't named who want to run for president. People want power. It's human nature. They crave it, and they don't want to have to step aside. So as long as there is the... And the president understands he can't because of the 22nd Amendment and the 12th Amendment, which means he can't be vice president and then take over the presidency. That's it, you know, but I knew this and I told you this and you knew this too. Here's President Trump floating J.D. Vance cut 22.
How do you feel about that? And have you talked to the Secretary Rubio about it?
I've joked with the secretary about it. So the president first raised this with me probably 6 months or so ago.
Right.
During just, you know, one of our private lunches that we try to get lunch every couple of weeks just to catch up on what's going on and talk about things. He mentioned it probably 6 months or so ago. And I mentioned to the secretary in jest, but it feels so premature because we're still so early. And what I always say to people is if we take care of business, the politics will take care of itself. And we're 9 months into this thing. We've done a lot of good. There's a lot more work to do because, I mean, look, the thing that I most worry about is that Biden left us a terrible affordability crisis. Mm. We've got to make life more affordable for American citizens. Again, we've chipped away at that problem, but there's a lot more work to do there. So my attitude is the American people elected me to be vice president. I'm going to work as hard as I can to make the president successful over the next 3 years and 3 months. And if we get to a point where something else is in the offer, let's handle it then. But let's at least get through the next couple of years and do good work for the American people before we talk about politics.
The president doesn't mention who will be running for president and who vice president. Ah. Now, everyone assumes it would be you, but Marco Rubio is 13 years older. He's run for president before. Would there be any tension there?
First of all, no, there's not going to be any tension. Marco is my best friend in the administration. He and I work a lot together.
Right.
And we really do, I think, a lot of the good work that we've been able to do as an administration is because we're all able to work together. And again, this is why I say worrying too much about the politics actually, I think, makes you worse at the job that you have. I never want to wake up. And so far, I've never woken up and thought to myself, how do I make myself president of the United States? What I wake up and think to myself is, how do I do a good job as vice president? And I think Marco Rubio asks himself, how do I do a good job as secretary of state? And that should be the question that each of us keeps on asking ourselves.
That was Miranda Devine in her podcast, Pod Force One, which she does as part of her work over at the New York Post, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who also owns... Anyway, so Speaker Mike Johnson, this is cue up cut number 20, please, John. Speaker Mike Johnson was not going to get into this whole idea about Trump running for a third term. This is where he said, you know, he's basically trolling all of you people. And he is, because that's what Trump does, and he's great at it. And this is it. Cut 20.
Under President Trump, the Republican Party has delivered. I mean, you're talking about reducing taxes, reducing regulations, cutting fraud, waste, and abuse, ended the border crisis, ending the crime crisis, resolving conflicts, wars around the globe, and working on these amazing trade agreements. It's been a great run, but I think the president knows, and he and I have talked about the constrictions of the Constitution, as much as so many of the American people lament that. The Trump 2028 cap is one of the most popular that's ever been produced, and he has a good time with that, trolling the Democrats whose hair is on fire about the very prospect. But I do believe that we've got three extraordinary years ahead of us, and the 2 years of the Trump administration are going to be an incredible thing. And I don't see a way to amend the Constitution because it takes about 10 years to do that, as you all know, to allow all the states to ratify what two-thirds of the House and three-fourths of the states would approve. So I don't see the path for that.
Three-fourths of the state. Sorry, I said two-thirds. Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's it. There you go. And the reason why Trump will not be a lame... He's technically a lame duck in the sense that he can't run again. But the reason why... That's a political term. And really, you could be a lame duck on day one of your first term, theoretically, if you're not popular. Trump is so popular within the Republican Party. He has the absolute support of the Republican Party that he will remain just as strong as if he had another term that he could run for. You know what I mean? Because he's got the ability to fundraise. He's got the ability to, for better or for worse, go after people in primary elections. You know? He has that. So that's why he's not a lame duck in the classic sense of somebody who's in their second term when they say lame duck. Because typically you say a lame duck because they're not able to get things done because everybody knows, well, you're on your way out. And most people, when they're on their way out, lose political power. Trump, like I've said to you, is a once in a lifetime kind of politician. There'll never be anyone like him again, at least probably not in our lifetime. And I can't remember the last time there was somebody like him before. And as much as I like J.D. Vance, he doesn't have it. Marco Rubio doesn't have it. In other words, if there is going to be a primary fight in 2028, it could get ugly. I don't think everybody who voted for Trump automatically goes over to J.D. What Trump has is something very special, but it's reserved for him. It doesn't necessarily translate into the people that he backs. It doesn't necessarily translate into the people that he associates with. And it'll be interesting to see if J.D. Vance is able to secure all of MAGA, but I have a feeling that other people within MAGA are going to say that they feel like they're the heir to MAGA. They're the heir to the throne. And in that sense, the president getting involved in that primary election could move the needle. But politically speaking, between now and then, his ability to wrangle Congress, to at least the Republicans in Congress, to get his way and do those things, that's going to remain very strong because he has the support of the Republican Party voters. So the voters out there who are not even just necessarily Republicans, but there are a lot of unaffiliated voters. And I think, you know, looking at New Jersey, and one of the big things here for Jack is getting the MAGA base out to vote for him. Those Donald Trump supporters who don't necessarily vote in other elections, but they vote for Donald Trump. Well, guess what? That seems to be happening. And I think a lot of them are unaffiliated voters. I really do. I think a lot of them are unaffiliated voters. They don't necessarily want to be part of the Republican Party, and they don't necessarily typically come out in a lot of elections. That's why when I look at these numbers of unaffiliated voters, I think Jack's going to do very, very well with them. And I think that's going to be a big story that's going to be told after all this is over, like I've said. Now, there are people who would like to see, obviously, something done between now and 2028 to make sure that a Republican cannot be president. Barack Obama, who's coming to campaign for Kamala Harris, the Kamala Harris of New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill, this weekend. So I didn't misspeak. I just... Freudian slip. She's basically the same person. Oh, she is. She tosses word salad. She's terrible. She's completely and utterly unqualified for this. Mikey Sherrill is a terrible candidate. Good on paper? Sure. But a bad candidate. I mean, she kind of walked into that congressional seat up in North Jersey and did the whole, I'm a helicopter pilot, I'm a mom, I'm a woman, and I'm a moderate. That was what she pretended to be. And she's not. And there's even a clip of her praising His Royal Ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable. You're a terrible candidate. Running statewide, it's awful. It's bad. Jack has the advantage of having run statewide in two general elections. He also ran in a primary before that. But I don't count that because it was a primary. I'm saying it's very different when you run statewide in a general election. And having done it once before is a big asset for him because he understands the dynamics at play in New Jersey. For example, and this is a little inside baseball, but up in North Jersey, I mentioned this on Dawn's show today when I jumped on with my buddy Dawn Stenslin, and I told her the story of how this morning I was dancing with Reagan in the kitchen to the song Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel, the one that Cameron Diaz danced to in Charlie's Angels, and Reagan and I were dancing to that, and I was swinging her around. It was like a cardio workout, and that song is 7 minutes long. Daddy was tired. The end of that song, throwing her around. She's a little, you know, she's I mean, my daughter is getting big. She's 5 years old now. You know what I mean? So I'm lifting her up. I'm dancing, twirling her. She's loving it, loving every second of it. And the whole time I'm going, when is this frigging song going to end? When does the song end? 7 minutes. And then I find that after it's over, I found out it was 7 minutes long. I'm thinking 2.5, 3 minutes. How many times can you say heaven must be missing an angel over and over again? It's must be like when somebody plugs their appearances on certain television networks. How many times can you say this over and over again? It must be like that. Painful. So I get it. I'm trying. And so far, I'm doing really good this hour. I'm doing really good. Let's keep going with it, shall we? So Barack Obama, I was saying today to Dawn, I was saying, you know, Donald Trump's ability to get people to work with him in his party is very strong. Mikey Sherrill, that doesn't translate over to her in the Democrat Party, just like it didn't with Kamala Harris in the Democrat Party. And up in North Jersey, you got a guy up there named Brian Stack. Brian Stack is a Democrat Party boss who turns out the vote. And he does not like Mikey Sherrill. He hates her. This other guy up there, this guy Nick Sacco, who's a elected official but also runs the Democrat machine, he's endorsed Jack Cittarelli. So those factors are huge here. Barack Obama, who's coming into campaign for the New Jersey version of Mikey Sherrill, or the New Jersey version of Kamala Harris, I should say, Mikey Sherrill, he would like to see more restrictions placed on freedom of speech. Saying the quiet part out loud, here is the former president. This is cut 19. He was on, I don't know, some, or he was speaking at the Connecticut Forum. That's where he was, the Connecticut Forum. And this is what he said, cut 19.
Part of what we're going to have to do is to start experimenting with new forms of journalism and how do we use social media in ways that reaffirm facts, separate facts from opinion. We want diversity of opinion. We don't want diversity of facts. That, I think, is the one of the big tasks of social media. By the way, it will require some government, I believe, some government regulatory constraints around some of these business models in a way that's consistent with the First Amendment, but that also says, look, there is a difference between these platforms letting all voices be heard versus a business model that elevates the most hateful voices or the most polarizing voices or the most dangerous in the sense of inciting violence voices. And I, that I think is going to be a big challenge for all of us that we're going to have to undertake.
Who decides who are the most hateful voices out of curiosity? Who decides that? You? Do you get to decide that? Who decides who are the most divisive voices, however you want to say it? Who gets to decide? Is that you? You get to decide that? You get a committee, the disinformation board, Nina Jankowicz, the failed musical theater actress. Does she get to do it? Huh? Who gets to decide this? And don't you love the caveat? I mean, love the First Amendment, but there's a difference between people expressing themselves and these platforms that allow people to express themselves if they're saying things that we don't like. Huh, that's what? So wait, I can stand in the woods and I can say it to a tree and that's fine. But if I say it on a social media platform, that's not fine. But that's how we communicate in the year 2025. That's how we communicate. Our voices are heard in multiple platforms now. You may have heard on this radio station many, many commercials telling you to listen on the iHeartRadio app or the Odyssey app or to download the podcast or whatever it is, right? There's lots of different ways. You might be streaming on YouTube right now. We don't just listen on the radio. You may be listening on the radio. You may have to find me on a podcast someday. And only that. I'm just saying. But my point is this. You may watch television and that may also be a way, certain networks where you can also. Point being, this idea that those platforms can't elevate voices of hate, polarizing opinions? What the hell does that even mean? What it means is that's going to be the way that we censor people. We won't let them express the opinions that we don't like on those platforms. That's how we'll censor people. We'll go after the business model of X. We'll go, and I've been telling you this for years. We'll go after the business model and we'll make sure that they understand they can't do that. Do what? Elevate those voices of hate and divisiveness. And if you're wondering what those voices of hate and divisiveness, what it sounds like, here we have the following 8,700-page document for you of all the things we don't like in government. It's scary stuff, man, but this is what they want. And they want total control over all the platforms that you use on a daily basis. That's why I tell you to be very careful about censorship in any form, because the left wants it. That's what they want. They want a hate speech code. They want to be able to literally go after you for saying something hateful. What is hateful? Well, in their eyes, for example, Paula Scanlon should be in prison right now. No, really. Paula Scanlon, for daring to say that she had to swim against a biological male and not saying that Will Thomas is a woman, that's hate speech. And also disinformation in their eyes, too, because obviously men can be women in their eyes. So it's not only hate speech, it's disinformation, too. And if a platform elevates that, like Instagram, for example, which I saw a great video Paula Scanlon posted when she was going after AOC for going after her friend Riley Gaines. And I liked it and I reshared it on Instagram. So Instagram, you see, that's how we'll censor Paula Scanlon. We'll go to Instagram and we'll tell them, stop elevating these voices of hate and disinformation. So then Paula Scanlon can say what she wants about having to swim against a dude or see his schlong in the locker room. She can tell that to a tree, but she can't say it on a social media platform. You get it? Get how that works? Rosalie on the YouTube chat asking, aren't they doing that in the UK? Absolutely. Now, they just dropped the charges against that comedian who made jokes about trans people. But don't forget, that dude, the armed police raided his house and arrested him. Armed police, because not all police are armed in England. Some are. I told you that famous joke from Robin Williams. You know, the police in Britain don't carry guns, so they say, stop. Or I'll say, stop again. Which makes me, I love that joke, but some do carry guns and they're armed police. And when they come into a home, they announce themselves, they go, armed police. And they arrested this comedian for making jokes about trans people. There was outrage. There was worldwide condemnation, thank God. And so what did they wind up doing? They dropped the charges, but only after there was condemnation. Only after people said enough is enough. And I'm glad they did. But what Barack Obama is saying right there is exactly the problem and exactly what these people want to do to you, which is to shut you up and silence you on whatever platform you're on. Whether you're on the YouTube chat, whether you're on Instagram, Facebook, X, whatever it is, TikTok, I mean, whatever it is. And if they get back in power, they will absolutely do that. So anytime you hear a Republican, anytime you hear them call for censorship, this is why I was so tough on the FCC chairman. This is why I was so adamant about him going after and trying to expand his power. And luckily, we've not heard from that guy since. Good. Put him back in his little bureaucratic hole and tell him to zip it, because I didn't like anything that guy was out there saying, because that's what the left wants. They want a more powerful FCC, and they want that FCC to do exactly what Barack Obama's saying for them to do. And they'll have their whole guide of what is hate speech and disinformation. All right, Emmons Roofing and Siding. So they're going to start the demolition of the kids' bathroom, which is a friggin' nightmare, that bathroom. Oh, man, it's so bad. And not just because it's my kids are slobs, but also because it was, you know, it's an 80s bathroom, the tile, everything. It's like pink. It's awful. So Emmons is going to come in as they do kitchen and bathroom remodeling, and they're going to tear it up. And I've seen the beautiful designs that Krista, the design expert, has sent our way. Beautiful out-of-the-box thinking. That's what Emmons Roofing and Siding does. Roofs, siding, windows, doors, and kitchen and bathroom remodeling. And how does 10% off sound for you? It sounds pretty good, right? Well, you'll get 10% off that roof. And I always say, always go platinum, because they are platinum certified with the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business. Emmons will never tell you you need a new roof unless you do. But if you do, you will get that level, that platinum level, which means a lifetime warranty on that roof for you. And Anderson Windows, doors, siding, that makes your home more attractive, can increase its value, protection, peace of mind, all these things are paramount. And how do I know they'll do a great job in the kids' bathroom when they remodel it? Because I used them in our old house to remodel the bathroom and the kitchen there, and Bridget was thrilled. And Emmons did my roof and my windows and doors in the old house, too. So I'm very excited for this project, and I can't wait to share some pictures with you, some before and after pictures. Reach out to them today. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. EmmonsRoofing.com, my trusted go-to. 10% off. Tell them I sent you. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Good choice, John. Good choice. It's giving me back a little PTSD from dancing with Reagan in the kitchen this morning. But I like it. I like it. There we go. I'll keep it going. That's good. It could be good walk-up music for the chairman. I like it. All right, that's enough, Sean. John, thank you very much. Welcome back. Glad you're here. I want to welcome to the show the chairman of the Pennsylvania State Republican Committee. He's a great guy and a great friend of the show, and I'm very happy to have Greg Rothman back on with us today. Mr. Chairman, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for all you're doing. You're doing great stuff, Rich. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you saying that. Are you referring to my dancing with my daughter to Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel in the Kitchen? 7 minutes that song is, Chairman. 7 minutes I was dancing with her today. I was exhausted. She's 5 years old. She's like 50 pounds.
I have four daughters. Never stop dancing with them. That's
never stop dancing.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, I appreciate you being here today. I saw this story about how Republicans are just crushing it with mail-in votes in Pennsylvania. I had to get you on the show to give you a congrats and say, I know it's been a big effort to kind of change people's thinking on this, but are you happy with the numbers?
Yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of work to go, and still the majority of our voters are going to show up on election day next Tuesday to vote in person. We're expecting very low turnout. So look, if you vote on Tuesday, your vote's actually worth three votes. So when you're talking about the fact that only a third of the people that normally vote are going to vote. So
right.
We got to get people out to vote. We've got these really important judicial races, this no, no, no campaign. Just show up and vote. It takes 5 minutes. There are no lines because all the Democrats are voting by mail. And we have a chance to change the trajectory of Pennsylvania because these courts have been out of control. And so I was just talking to someone. I think that this court's throwing out of our congressional maps in 17, which led to the 2018 Democrats winning back the House, directly tied to Pennsylvania, is why Donald Trump was impeached twice. I mean, no question. I mean, this is these Supreme Court justices are all Democrats. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. On all three of them. You know, they're the ones that ruled that the governor had the ability to keep us locked up and locked down and our kids out of school and isolated and all the COVID mandates, which, we ended up changing our constitution to prove that that wasn't true. They also look, this is a group that, you know, he was a monster. But when Bill Cosby was thrown in jail for sexually drugging and sexually assaulting women, multiple women, and confessed to it in his civil case, this court let him out of jail. Bill yep. Cosby's out of jail today because of this Supreme Court. So they're a partisan liberal activist group, and we have a chance to say no, no, no. And then, by the way, we'll have an election and we'll elect new judges, not give a 10-year extension to these three Democrats.
Yeah, the no, no, no campaign is very catchy, the song, and it's a great ad. I was glad you sent it to me, and we've heard it play, and I played it, and it's very well done because it gets in your head, and it's catchy, and it's something people can relate to, so it's a really well-done political ad. So just vote no on retention for the Supreme Court justices, all of them. All three vote no, period. No, no, no.
Yep. No, no, no. All right. No, 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 no. Yep. Yeah, that's the twist and shout, too, right?
Yeah,
right. Vote no.
Yeah. And what I like about that is I want people to remember, too, the antics that they did in the 2020 election, too. I mean, with them overriding the legislature and basically rewriting the time, matter, and place of the elections, they had no authority to do that. And they did, extending the mail-in voting, saying you could send in your ballot, didn't have to be postmarked, it could be late, it could, you know. I mean, all that was ridiculous. And they had no authority to do that under the state constitution. So these people have absolutely, in every aspect, exceeded their powers and their authorities, and they are authoritarians.
They are, and look, you know, they created drop boxes. The whole point of mail-in voting was you could put in a mailbox. I mean, there's a mailbox in front of everybody's house. You know, the mailman comes, right? But no, we had to put them in drop boxes, which allowed for ballot harvesting, which was is illegal under Pennsylvania law, and that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to sow that chaos to help defeat Donald Trump in 2020. But the good news is, he won in 2024, and I know everyone's happy and excited. I love what he's doing. We love his agenda, but we can't get complacent, and we can't say that just because Donald Trump's in the White House that Pennsylvania Supreme Court can stay in Democratic hands. We have to show up and vote on next Tuesday.
We also have some great judges running for the Commonwealth Court and the State Superior Court as well, right?
That's right. Matt Wolford for Commonwealth Court, Maria Battisti for Superior Court, so vote for them too. And look, you have local judges. If you know who your local judges are and they're Court of Common Plea judges, you vote for them. But at least with them, you know they're Democrats or Republicans.
They, right.
They've set up this election, so you don't know who they are. And look, I think we're going to do well. The Democrats have spent, you know, at least the last, 20 years, vilifying the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, you know, remember
Great
what
point.
Biden was trying to stack the court and expand the court. And they're constantly criticizing the court on the, you know, when the U.S. Supreme Court does something. So we're thinking that may come back may end up helping in this election. And also, I think people are cynical in Pennsylvania. Rich, I'm in the state Senate. I was there today, thought we were going to have a deal. Another week has gone by where the governor just can't lead. Governor Shapiro is not leading. And so, you know, we have an expression, no budget, no retention. I mean, send a message to Harrisburg and send a message to vote no on the Supreme Court. Send a message to the politicians that we support term limits and we can do the same thing to the judges and limit their terms.
Well, you can't expect Chairman Rothman, you can't expect the governor to take time off from his social media posting to actually lead and be governor. I mean, he's busy. He's busy posting his reactions to things by just sitting there shaking his head, you know.
Yeah, and it's not leadership. I mean, really, it's the only state left in the country that doesn't have a budget. I was asked yesterday, who's going to blink first, Josh Shapiro or Joe Pittman? It's not Josh Shapiro or Joe Pittman. It is Joe Pittman and Matt Bradford. But look, I mean, it's a leader is someone who brings two people together who may not have the same ideas and gets them to a yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this governor he just doesn't have the ability. He's so focused on Pennsylvania Avenue, he sort of forgets about Pennsylvania. He thinks he's going to be president. And it turns out that, you know, he's not a leader. And I think Kamala Harris probably saw that too. And that's why she didn't pick him to be vice president. And we have a chance in 2026 with Stacey Garrity. We're going to limit his term too. He's never finished a single job he was elected to. Didn't finish his time in the state house, ran for county commissioner, didn't finish that, ran for attorney general, didn't finish that, ran for governor. And he thinks he's going to get elected governor, not finish that term and be president. And, this is also, it's funny, Rich, the Philadelphia Inquirer wrote a story a few weeks ago saying we got to keep partisan politics out of this judicial retention race. Now, the next day, the Democratic National Committee announced a $100,000 ad buy, and a week later, Josh Shapiro is doing a commercial. So they wanted to keep partisan politics out of this until, you know, they found out that they were losing. Now, the other thing is that Malcolm Kenyatta, state rep from Philadelphia, was quoted in a Philadelphia Inquirer a week ago or so, saying this is the most consequential election in the country that nobody's paying attention to, the judicial race. Well, I'll tell you, the Republican Party of Pennsylvania, we started our campaign in February. We've been talking about no, no, no since I became chairman, and we're hoping that actually works. I mean, the Democrats think they can show up a couple weeks out and run lots of commercials, and the trial lawyers are paying for, and the left is paying for, and we think that, you know, elections start way before a week out or so, or 2 weeks out. So we feel good about it, but Republicans have to show up and vote, and they got to vote no, no, no.
Vote no, no, no. That's it. No, no, no. I like it. It's catchy. Hey, Chairman Rothman, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it. Keep up the great work. And again, congrats on the efforts to get such a high number of Republican mail-in ballots and get those returned. I mean, it's big. And, you know, we're changing people's mindset on it. They created the rules, not us, but we got to play by the game. And oh, and also, I want to thank you for your help with New Jersey, because I know that you've been sending people across the river to help Jack Cittarelli in his campaign. And thank you very much for that, because I think Jack's got a real strong chance here. I really do.
Yeah, that's going to be great too. Look, someone asked me what I thought about mail-in voting, and I said, I don't like the DH rule, but I wouldn't have my pitchers hit. Right.
Exactly.
You know, right. You gotta play by the rules you have. I mean, thank you. And thank you all that you do. We also have big news that voter registration in Pennsylvania, we used to have, you know, 1.5 million, 1.2 million. When I started, I got elected, there were 922,000 more Democrats registered to vote than Republicans. We're under 53,000 when it comes to active voters. And I suspect by next year at this time, there'll be just as many registered Republicans as Democrats. And that's because of all the hard work of the activists out there. Certainly, I give Donald Trump a lot of credit for it. But most of all, it's a reaction to a Democratic Party that has just lost their mind. I mean, they have just left people in droves. Because they've moved so far left, there's no common sense. And whether it's, you know, letting men participate in girls' sports, or this communist socialist in New York who wants to have free grocery stores and mm-hmm. get rid of the police, or the gubernatorial candidate in New Jersey who is a Naval Academy grad who couldn't even march in her own graduation. I had a friend who said, if you don't remember your graduation, you probably don't deserve the degree, right? If you don't remember your wedding day, you probably ain't married. there's a reason why they didn't let her. I served in the Marine Corps for 10 years. There's a reason why they didn't let her march in the graduation with her class. I showed up to my unit. There's a whole group. They were just coming back from the first Gulf War. There were 8 of us who had just joined the unit, but we were not deployed. And one of them said to the gunny, hey, do we get to march in the parade they're having for us in Reading, downtown Reading? I knew better than ask that question. But, only the ones who, you know, only the heroes get to march in the parades, not the guys who just got there. So I think that tells you about New Jersey. But look, we would love to see New Jersey become a Republican state, and that'll help us in 2026 to get to get Shapiro out of the governor's office and put our treasurer, Stacey Garrity, as our governor. So,
well, I'm a big fan of her. I got to have dinner with her a couple weeks ago, and it was really great getting to know her better. And I'm excited to help her. And yeah, I think we can do it. I think we do it in both states. And Tuesday will be a big day. So keep us posted. Come back and visit us, okay? And keep up the good work.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for all you do. And just remember, tell people to get out and vote November 4th. No, no, no.
No, no, no. Chairman Greg Rothman. Thanks, Chairman.
Thanks, Rich.
All right, let me tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneri, a great guy, great friend, and he is the sponsor of this story hour. And so please make sure you visit him at VeneriaDental.com and do it today, all right? And I want to tell you about my friends at Bob's Little Sports Shop. You know, we talk about freedom and liberty on this show a lot. It's a theme. It always has been a theme. I remember Bob's poems. All those great poems about freedom isn't free and liberty, and I loved them. And I was so happy. I was thrilled when Bob's Little Sports Shop said they wanted to sponsor this show, because I've been asking for them to sponsor the show for a long time. And I'm incredibly honored, because they are not just a outstanding firearms store with all the latest selections and amazing staff and people, but they also have events. And you can have an event at Bob's Little Sports Shop. The only thing you can't have there are alcohol and drugs, but that's okay. I mean, no big deal. But think about this. As the holidays are coming, you're thinking about doing something different. Why not plan a shooting event at Bob's Little Sports Shop? bobslittlesportshop.com. Go there to get all the details. They can host up to 30 people at an event. You'll have NRA certified instructors, people who will help you every step of the way. And they're all about helping you become a responsible, safe gun owner. So they'll help you with your licensing. They'll help you with the paperwork. And of course, they'll help you find the perfect firearm for you. Because listen, everybody's different. So whether it's a family gathering or just your crew celebrating style, a one-of-a-kind experience that everyone will be talking about, Bob's offers private range access and group packages that fit every budget, and you don't need any experience. You don't need a firearms ID card. Bob's has instructors that are certified NRA and range safety certified that can help you and your guests have a great gathering. So don't worry if somebody in the group has never shot a gun before. Don't worry about it. Bring them, they'll learn, and they'll love it. But dates are filling up fast for this holiday season, so you got to lock in your date now. How do you do that? You go to bobslittlesportshop.com, get the details, and lock in that date, because this is a very popular activity. Everybody's doing the same old, break the mold, and do something at Bob's Little Sports Shop. They will always be talking about it, and they'll never forget it. And like I said, no firearms ID card or prior experience is required. Bob's Little Sports Shop is located on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, New Jersey. And this ad is sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Great song. John, your music has been excellent. Fantastic. Well, I appreciate being here today. We got a lot going on. I thank you for crushing the like and subscribe button on our YouTube page. So please do that, 1210 WPHD. You can also subscribe to my YouTube page, which is Rich Zeoli Show. While you're on here, you could just look up that, subscribe to that. And then when I post things on there that are different from this show, you'll be able to get them. Look at that. Everybody wins. Friday in Cape May, we'll be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. It's going to be a great day. A lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you'll be there. Hope you'll join us for that. I don't know what shenanigans will occur, but you never know with these live shows. That's the thing about the live shows. They are completely and utterly unpredictable. So make sure you come out and join us this Friday, and 50% off your room if you would like to stay over. And you don't have to stay over. Listen, you don't have to stay over both nights if you don't want to, but if you want to, 50% off Saturday night as well. All right. Got some other things to get to. So ICE removed a man involved in a 1994 murder of a 16-year-old in Philadelphia. Now, credit to NBC 10 for covering this story. I have not heard this covered by the national news media, and I don't think you will. Just like how the FBI, with that big takedown in Kensington last week, you had the commissioner of the Philadelphia Police Department praising the FBI director for his work. Larry Krasner was nowhere to be found, of course, and the national media did not cover that story. But it's a big deal. this is a big deal too. This is cut number three, the news story on it. And good riddance to this guy. Goodbye. Get out. Like, I don't want to pay the bills. I don't want to pay the room and board for these people. You know what I mean? I don't. I just don't. It's very expensive to incarcerate somebody. So if we can't kill them and we can send them someplace else and let them pick up the tab, fine by me. That's how I feel about it. You're not a citizen of this country. You killed somebody and I got to pay your room and board. Nah, I'm good with that. Cut number three.
One of the men convicted in the killing of Philadelphia high school Pollock in the mid-90s has been deported. Immigration officials announced his deportation today. This is video from the case back in 1994 where Pollock was beaten with a baseball bat on the steps of a church in Fox Chase. Six people were convicted, one of them Boo Kadavong. He was convicted of conspiracy. Immigration officials say they arrested him in July and deported him last month to Laos, where he was also a citizen. A Philadelphia ICE official says they hope this can help Pollock's family heal.
I hope so. I hope it'll bring healing for them. I also hope it'll bring less payments from the taxpayers for his incarceration. So good riddance, goodbye, and see ya. Don't let the door hit you. A couple other things, too. Democrats, you know, with the shutdown, they're just losing so much ground here. Why are they doing this? Two words, Donald Trump. Let's cue up cut number six. This is Ruben Gallego, senator, went on with it was MSNBC or CNN or something like that. CNN. And basically, again, says the quiet part out loud. Why are Democrats doing this? Why? Well, two words, cut six.
And in the past, Democrats, when Republicans have tried to do something like this, Democrats have argued that the norms of our government should be that you negotiate policy outside of a government shutdown. I mean, I have over many years covering Washington, people have said that over and over and over again. And now I have neighbors in the D.C. area who are both employed by the federal government who are having to use food banks. We are heading into Thanksgiving. Why is it suddenly right to do it this way and to do it for this long when it didn't used to be the right way in Democrats' view?
Well, that's an easy answer. It's Donald Trump.
See, that's an easy answer. We want to be obstructionists. So that's why. Yeah. Like in the past. Yeah. No, we were the ones out there lecturing about this. But now Trump's president. So, you know, we just have to be the resistance. That's what we got to be. And John Fetterman blasting Democrats. This is why he's getting a primary. This is why John Fetterman will be getting a primary and why John Fetterman is now the outlier in the Democrat Party, a party that has gone so far freaking left that they're losing everything. It's because they are crazy, and John Fetterman is acknowledging that as much, blasting Democrats. This is cut number seven. They caught up with him at a reporter, caught up with him on Capitol Hill today. Take a listen.
What leverage do the Democrats have at this point? I mean, Whip Clark said the only leverage left is the shutdown and working families in order to get the GOP to fix Obamacare. Where do we stand, do you think, right now?
That's just not, I would ever say, I'm not going to describe the lives of millions of Americans as like a euphemism as leverage. I mean, this isn't a political game. I'm not checking about how it's polling or who's going to blink or whatever. You know, 2 million Pennsylvanians are going to lose their SNAP benefits. And I think we should have them both at the same time. Open this up. SNAP comes back. And then I believe we can have an honest conversation with our colleagues on the other side and develop those and extending those tax credits. You know, I think plenty of them are going to want this too. Have that conversation. Open up this government, because that's not leverage. This is a fail.
Does it make the Democrats look bad, you think, right now? The optics of it? Who's getting most of the blame?
I think that's kind of where I'm at with that. It's just like, open it up. I mean, this thing has run its course. Let's just open this up. Again, it's a failure. You know, who's winning? Who's losing? Well, 100% America loses with this.
100%. He's not wrong. All right, big 5 o'clock hour coming up straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.